This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
His name is Quentin Mayo. We love having him on the show. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. And here he is. Hi, Quentin. How are you?
I'm doing well, fellas. Thanks for having me on the show.
Love having you on the show. Hey, I got to ask you, like, I'm watching the Guardians, and there are times and I'm like, wow, man, I love watching these guys play. I don't know. It's been tough. It's been tough the last week or two, and just watching them fall down in the standings. Are the Guardians a good bet?
Well,
most
it
nights?
It depends, because one thing that I typically do with the MLB is I just look for streaks. I look for teams that are hot. I mean, even with the Reds recently, I know the Reds hit phenomenally, and there are some teams that they might be trash in the standings, but, you know, you can back them against certain matchups. So I don't know if the Guardians are a good bet. I wouldn't say they're a bad bet. It just really depends on the day. It depends on the situation.
So we'll stick with baseball here. Looking futures and that kind of stuff, because that's where I like to have some fun, is to look at different future bets, you know, see where the Cy Young Award votes are moving all over the place, MVP, that kind of stuff. Is there anybody that's kind of climbing up that's coming out of nowhere that you can maybe get some decent odds on that you're seeing for a Cy Young pick or maybe an MVP or something like that really stands out to you, Quentin?
So I've been keeping my eye on the Cy Young, because one thing I wanted to do was back one of the Mets guys when they come back. You know, they had Scherzer go out, and then recently you had DeGrom went out in the beginning of the year, and I kind of wanted to wait for Scherzer DeGrom to get back so I could catch them at a great number, and I think they could have a really good second half of the season. Nobody on the board really sticks out to me at the moment, because I feel like there are a lot of really good ace pitchers, but nobody has blown me away, which is great for value's sake. Corbin Burns is the Cy Young favorite right now at BetMGM for the NL plus 325. But, I mean, Bueller's been dealing too at 11-1. I think there's odds there. Woodruff has fallen off a little bit at 25-1. I still like Clayton Kershaw at 30-1, because I think before Clayton Kershaw got hurt, he was pitching phenomenally. He looked like the old Clayton Kershaw. Then he goes down. But I think he's coming back hopefully here in the next week or a couple of weeks or so. So 30-1 on a guy like Kershaw, who can come in, he has a name value, and he can finish off this season strong. And I feel weird saying finish off this season strong, like we're so far into the year. Like, we're only, what, 2 months into the season?
Yeah, we're at the quarter pole, basically.
Yeah, so it's really kind of hard. A lot of guys are starting to get into the swing of things, but I would love to target a guy like Clayton Kershaw at 30-1 to come out of nowhere, figuratively speaking, and win the award. And then I want to see if I have the DeGrom number up. I don't see DeGrom even on the board at the moment anymore. Neither is Scherzer. So we'll see when those guys get cleared. Oh, Scherzer's 30-1 too in the NL. I don't see DeGrom though. So I'm just watching guys like that. I don't think anybody really jumps off the page at me. I know some other futures in terms of the MVP award. I know Manny Machado at BetMGM right now is the favorite. He's 2-1 odds to win the NL MVP, but maybe I'm biased. I still have a Juan Soto ticket from the beginning of the year at 9-1, but they're just pitching around Juan Soto, so he's falling back to 12-1. Acuña Jr., 18-1 as well, is interesting because he's still getting back into the swing of things with the Braves, and he's had a few good at-bats here in the last couple of weeks. So there's still a lot of moving and shaking going on. I like Mookie Betts. He's on a hitting streak as well, 6-1. So I'm keeping my eyes peeled. I'm kind of zoned in on the NHL Stanley Cup postseason as well as the NBA playoffs, because it's been really boring, but there's been some value plays that has kind of been catching me over recently. But early, I'm just keeping my eyes on some of these names moving up and down these futures markets and these odds boards at BetMGM for the NFL stuff.
I don't want to sound really stupid here, but I'm probably going to come off as being stupid here. So, and people are used to hearing me be stupid. Other than goals, how else do you bet the NHL? And like, I'm sure you do it probably like who's going to advance and stuff like that. But what, like, if you're betting NHL or you're betting pro hockey, outside of goals or maybe who's going to advance, what else are you? What else is there to bet? Like when you're talking NHL playoffs, especially because I think a lot of people hop into the NHL during the playoffs.
Absolutely, this is something that nobody really cares about. I feel like until the postseason, they're like, oh, we have playoff hockey at 8 o'clock tonight. Why not? Why not put that on before the tip off of Heat Celtics? I'll say this: one thing that I typically do, and I look at things, especially in a game like hockey, where I'm not the sharpest handicapper in terms of like the players and all the statistics, but I do look at situational value. Like, it's extremely hard to finish or close out a series in hockey. Like, that's just one of the biggest known things in the game. So I target teams in game seven, for example, or not game seven, but elimination opportunities. So last night, St. Louis took on the Colorado Avalanche. The Avalanche, one of the best scoring teams, not just this season in hockey, but probably of all time. Like, they are a really good goal-scoring team. They were up 3-1 in the series, had the opportunity to close it out yesterday at home against St. Louis. I took St. Louis to keep it within 1.5 goals. Why? Because I think it's extremely hard to do, and I think 1.5 is a good number for them to cover on the puck line. So I just took it with the Blues, and they ended up coming back and winning that game in overtime. So it's not really if you're like a casual bettor, I would stick to stuff like I like first period unders as well, just seeing like a filling out process between the two teams. In hockey, it takes a little longer to get guys going on the ice instead of a game like basketball or football where you can get into a rhythm a little faster than other sports. And another thing that I like to do when betting hockey is look at like star players. Like, their props are pretty much going to be, if you want to bet props, they're pretty much going to be a little less value in the props, because when you're the best player in the sport for hockey, like, you're going to have to lay a little juice. Like, I like McKinnon, who had a hat trick last night. He was like -110 to score a goal, but he had three of them. So, I mean, if you want to lay like minus money for a prop, then go ahead and do something like that. But don't look for like value hit plays and guys who don't get a lot of time in hockey. They're on the third and fourth lines and stuff like that in the postseason, because those guys don't get a ton of minutes. Target star players in the postseason to have star games. I know it sounds chalky, but it's worked for me so far, so I can't go away from it.
Makes sense. Quentin Mayo, Odyssey Gambling Insider, joining us in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Quentin, I'm switching NBA playoffs on you. This Celtics Heat series is just a collection of people limping up and down the floor and who can limp the less. How do you bet on this besides just going under and here's my house?
See, that's exactly how I've been betting these games, because you're right. I mean, you just don't know. And also, you know, kind of the lead is a little buried here. These teams have reportedly been going through some COVID issues within the coaching staff, within the players. Like last night, Jimmy Butler looked, and I know he's had a banged up ankle, but Butler looked sick. Like, he just looked like he wasn't well out there. He didn't have the typical attitude that he's gone through. He looked like he had been through some sleepless nights. It's hard to bet these games, because one night you feel like Miami is just pretty much dead and out of it, and then the next night they come out and they'll beat Boston by 20 points. It's really weird. I really attribute some of the variance so far in our postseason to the lack of rest. Playing every other day is really brutal on some of these teams who are already dealing with injuries coming into the postseason. I mean, pretty much any star that you can name has missed a game in this year's postseason for the most part, and it's been really crazy. But I love taking the unders. One thing I've been taking in this Miami Heat series against Boston is the first quarter under. Typically, the line was sitting around 53, 54 and a half. But that line is the same in the series between Dallas and Golden State. We know Dallas and Golden State have players that can score way better than Miami and Boston does. And also, they're a healthier batch of basketball players. So I love taking the first quarter under. Same reason why I take first period unders in hockey. But these guys are burnt out, it seems. I think the Celtics do finish off the job tomorrow at 8:30.
Yeah, what do you think of just doing this every other day, Quentin, instead of putting a little bit of time in between these so these guys can heal up? Because at least watching last night, no member of the Miami Heat had any lift on any jump shot. I mean, it honestly looked like watching middle school basketball practices. These guys were completely missing the rim on these threes.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's rough on the product. And I know that Adam Silver and the rest of the the decision makers upstairs in the NBA have to be thinking about, you know, something to do to keep these guys healthy. And just, it's just a product of the game. It's just not, it's not good right now. And I, like you said, it looked like middle school basketball. I said yesterday on the show, I'm like, this is what you could see at the Y. Like, you go up, you want to go and drive up to your local YMCA or Sport and Health or LA Fitness or whatever. This is the type of basketball you're watching. These guys look burnt out. They need to give them more time, especially, like, if you want to go through the semis and the early rounds playing every other day, that's fine. But once we start getting to the Western Conference Finals and into the NBA Finals, which, of course, they'll get some more rest there, like, you got to give these guys some time to rest, man. You really do, because you're putting them at risk. And like I said, some of these teams already had some guys with some injuries coming into this series. And also, the style of play has been really kind of physical now. Like, Miami wants to beat up on you. Boston wants to get physical as well. They're always crying for calls. They're beating each other up. Like, it's bad stuff. You need a couple days rest to deal with the Kyle Lowry elbow to the face every once in a while.
That's always fun. Hey, let me ask you this. Do you think – like, I always wonder – I always had friends that would go out to Vegas, and they'd be like now, and they'd be like – hey, I put, you know, X amount on the Browns to win the Super Bowl. I, like, is it a smart play to buy an NFL ticket right now and then wait? I'm just too antsy that I would be looking at that. I would, like, take the ticket, throw it in my sock drawer, and then throw it there, and then sit there and wait until the end of the season. And then it, like, I guess if you're looking for, like, a prize in a cereal box. Oh yeah, I bought that ticket. I like. Is it a smart play to bet NFL winners now and make the long term bet on that? And do most people like doing that? Like, I think people are always looking for instant gratification.
Yeah, it's the futures betting is. I will say you can get better numbers and better odds, which is why a lot of people do it. For the Browns, for example, right now, for them to win the Super Bowl, they're 18-1, right behind the Chargers, Broncos, Cowboys, 49ers, Rams, Packers, Chiefs, Buccaneers, and I believe the Bills are the odds on favorite at 6-1 odds. But I think it's all about how you view your ticket. Like, everybody's different. So if I were looking to bet the Browns right now to win it all, I'm not going to lie to you, I would just wait, because we still have some uncertainty surrounding a guy like Deshaun Watson, to where, let's say Watson does get handed us a 4-game suspension or 5 or 6-game suspension. With that being the case, the odds makers are going to look at the board and say, okay, well, the Browns are going to be without their starting quarterback for X amount of time. They probably then would move their odds from 18-1 back down further on the list to maybe, let's say, where the Bengals or the Ravens are at 20-1, or maybe where the Cardinals are at 25-1. I think if you want to bet the Browns, you definitely have to wait a tad. But other teams, like, let's say you're really high on the Packers and you think, hey, Aaron Rodgers without anybody, without Devontae Adams and the rest of his, you know, typical cast of characters at the receiver position, you know, they're 11-1 right now. If they had Devontae Adams, didn't lose a ton of pieces, they probably would be 9-1 to win it all. And if the Packers and Aaron Rodgers do what they typically do every year, which is just figure it out, after week one or two, they go up 2-0 and they're blowing teams out by, let's say, you know, 17, 20 points. Then you lost the chance to get them at a better number. So it's all about, some people just like to get in earlier to get a good number because they're anticipating a team being good. And then from that point on, you're never going to get that number again. So I just started betting futures, I want to say, last year. And it feels really good when you get to the end of the season and you can look and say, oh, I threw $20 on at last year. What was it? The Bengals had the longest odds to win to win the Super Bowl, the same odds that the Jacksonville Jaguars had, which both teams went in two different directions. But if you threw $20 on the Bengals last year before they started getting on a heater down the stretch, and let's say they would have won it all, I mean, you could have got them at 125-1. So you turned $20 into 125-1 output. That's a really good investment that you can take home to your wife and say, hey, babe, look what I did.
Happy wife, happy life.
I told
right?
you this
happy
wasn't wife, a money pit. Life. I told you.
That's the most important part of sports gambling. Make sure your spouse is happy with what you're betting and if you're winning.
Quentin, great stuff. We always appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next week. Quentin Mayer, Odyssey Sports. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Quentin.
Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. We love having him on the show. And that was the host of BetMGM Tonight, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Quentin Mayer. Be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast for more of Quentin Mayer's analysis. Just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild.
Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.